Chosef Rishleim for Gittel Bas Hinoleya. Do a little sikkum of the Yonim of the fourth parak in Yonit Chumim. Those are the last blot. So the sikkum and a little bit of putting things together, Misadim and a Hezber. There are in Hilchos Chumim, there are five mekaymis you have to keep in mind. There's Dal Ramis, Dia Vesar, a Mokum Muk of Mechitzis. Third one is the ear, even if it's not Muk of Mechitzis. The Truth is the Trum Alpayim, the Alpayim Am of Trum Shabbos. And then there's also Yud Beis Mil. We can take each one by one. So we have in the first mission, the fourth parak, Mishay Tziu Nochim Ayuachro, Ein Leil Dal Ramis. Someone who goes Michutz L'Trum on Shabbos only has Dal Ramis. And the Gemara on Daf Nalef, Daf Mentesimin, Darsh and Zisman Pasuk. So Daf Mentes. Midarsh and Shu Ish Tachtov. Hani Dal Ramis Heich Eksiv, the Gemara says, Kedesanya Shu Ish Tachtov, Kitachtov. That if a person is Yaitz Chutz L'Tchum, he has the Malkum that's Kitachtov, which is more makes a chesh Dal Ramis. He has three Amis that's Gufa Shel Odom, and a fourth Ami either for his hands or for his Tashmish, whatever it is. So therefore, a person who is Yaitz Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos has Dal Ramis. The Gemara brings a Pasuk for it. We Paskin that Tchum is Derabonon, so Pashtus, this Pasuk is only in a Lididan, that we hold Tchum is only Derabonon, this Pasuk is only in a Smachta Ba'almo. Pashtus, you would assume that according to Shita's old Tchumas Daraisa, then that would be the Din Daraisa, that once someone goes Chutz L'Tchum, they would have Dal Ramis. And that is much like that in Rashi in the beginning of the parak. Rashi, the Gemara says that if someone was Yetzi Chutz L'Tchum and they were Hutzichu Nekavav, so then they're able to go, and they don't have a Malkum within the Dal Ramis that they could use. They're able to go out of the Dal Ramis to use the bathroom. So the Gemara says the reason for that is because that Kavod Abrius is Doicha Loisa Seisha B'Taira, which the Gemara says means the Gemara Bracha says means the Loisa Seisha B'Taira, means Kavod Abrius is Doicha Adrabonon. And Rashi says, Utchuminami Drabonon. That the din of Tchum is also Drabonon. So the Achreinu are Medayik from this Rashi, on Daf Malf and Beis, that the din of Dal Ramis, of Yesi Chutz L'Tchum, which is Drabonon, depends on the Machlaik. Is Tchumen in general is Drabonon. If Tchumen in general is Daraisa, then it would be Mash and Rashi that this din is Daraisa. There's a Ramban on Daf and Gimel, a very long Ramban, where he goes through the Inyanim of Tchumen. So the Ramban there actually says, not like this, the Ramban says that in the Tzad, that Tchumen is Daraisa, so if someone, he has two Tzadim, if someone goes Chutz L'Tchum, he says either he's not allowed to take another step, because every step he's going further and further beyond the Tchum, or he says once you've gone Chutz L'Tchum, you have another Apayim until you're over the Isser again. Those are Ramban's two Tzadim. Dal Ramis here, the Ramban hold only exists in Midrabanan. So according to Rabban, everyone will hold that this pasuk is only a smachta ba'alma. Is the Gemara brings down three machlokes tanoim, three shitas, how we cheshbin this Dal Ramis. Either it's Reb Elazar shita is Dal Ramis v'hu ben tzon, Reb Yosi holds that you have Dal Ramis and you can have chol ruach shiyutzi, you can pick whichever you want to go. And Reb Meir holds you have ches amis. Really, you have dal amis in each and every direction. Those are the three shitas of dal amis, and the machleik is how we paskin. But lemaisa, where the halalach were machri like the shita that you have ches amis, you have dal amis in each and every direction. Is this halacha that someone who goes chutz l'tchum loses only has dal amis, that's tamak knas? For example, we find this if someone who doesn't have a tchum for a different reason. For example, we have the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Daf Mem Hei, says that someone who is yashin, according to the Rabbanan, if you're out b'derech and you were sleeping when Shabbos began, you're not koine shvisa. And the Rabbanan hold, when you're sleeping without Das Nakhine Shvisa, if you're in an ear and you're part of the Shvisa ear, then you could be sleeping, you could be Kaine Shvisa. But if you're Baderech, where you have to have your own Shvisa, the Rabbanan hold that if you're sleeping, you're not Kaine Shvisa. Also the same din, that that you have Dal Rams. Another example the Mishnah gives is someone who was trying to be Kaine Shvisa someplace else. They were Baderech, and they were more than Alpayim Am from their home, and they wanted to get home for Shabbos. So when Shabbos said, they said, I want to be Kaine Shvisa under that tree. So for some reason they can't be Kaine Shvisa under that tree. The Gemara says that they're not Kaine Shvisa at all. They only have their Dal Rams. They can't even go. They can't even go to Alpayim. So the Halacha, because once they were Oikir the Shvisa from where they were, and they weren't Kaine Shvisa over there, so they lose their Tchum and Gansin. And they only have Dal Ramas. So, in these cases, also the same halacha, that has a din of like a Yaitzi Chutz L'Tchum, and you only have Alpayim Am. Is this halacha of Dal Ramas is not only for someone who doesn't have a Tchum, it's also for someone who does have a Tchum, but they're not in an ear or in a Mokomok Vritza, someone's out in the woods, and they're being Kaine Shvisa there. They also have this halacha that the Tchum Alpayim doesn't start from where their feet are. The Tchum Alpayim starts after their Dal Ramas. So the Gemara doesn't say beferish what the shear of this Dal Ramas is. Taisus in the fifth parak, Daf Samachun Beis, says Rabbanan Da'arim Parak Mishitz Yu B'yashin B'derech Sheish L'ches Al Ches. This is how we paskin. Umistama duhua adin l'naisin eruvay. Kivin the kimon the naisin eruvay yeshadal ramas. We have the Gemara in the third parak said someone who's naisin eruvay also has the samachon base. Someone who's naisin eruvay also has dal ramas, and his alpayim starts from wherever that dal ramas ends. The Taisa says that's the same shear of whatever you hold by Dal Ramas of Yetzi Chutz L'Tchum, it's the same thing. The Lom this is because the Shir Dal Ramas is also Mekayim Mishal Adam. The Gemara compares it to the din of carrying something within Dal Ramas, which is also Mutter, because Mekayim Mishal Adam. The Shir of Dal Ramas is because Mekayim Mishal Adam. So the same way you have Mekayim when you're Chutz L'Tchum, and that's all you have. You have Mekayim that we start counting your Tchum from your Mokum, and therefore has the same Shir. Taisus HaRosh brings down a Shita here, of B'Shem Rabbeinu Elchanan, that's Takim Mechalik between them. And he says that even though the Shir of Yaitzi Chutz Tchum, we Paskin has Dal Amos L'Chol Ruach, and therefore has Ches Al Ches Amos, however, by Noisin Eruvoi, he only has Dal Ramas. Kipash, the reason is that we paskin here because we paskin like your Meir Lekula, that you have Ches Al Ches when someone has no other Mokum to walk. But when your Iker Mokum is, and you have a Tchum beyond that, then we follow the Sheet of Ibyasi that you only have Dal Ramas. That is the shear of Dal Ramas. Now, what the next makom that there is a makom mukaf mechitzas. A makom mukaf mechitzas. Also, we say a makom mukaf mechitzas has a din like Dal Ramas. As Agdama, this is all talking about a makom mukaf mechitzas that has a din like Rishus HaYachid. So, for example, we know it's possible to have a makom mukaf mechitzas that's not Rishus HaYachid. If it's Yaisim Beis Asayim and it's not Hukaf Ladira, so that makom doesn't have a din of shiachid, even though it's mukaf mechitzas. Midrash it does, but the Rabbanan gave it a din like a karmelis. Is so too, this makom will not have a din of shiachid for this as well. That's a Gemara, the first parak. Gemara says someone shavis betel, or he shavis in a bika, and it's shiachid. So as long as it's ad beis asayim, he starts counting his alpayim amah from outside of there. Now this halacha that a makom mukaf mechitzas has been like Dal Ramas is again is negeh in both hechatimtzis. It's negeh both for a person who's being shavus in them, or for a person who is Yoytzei Chutz L'Tchum and ends up in one of these Mekayimus. However, here there's a difference between a Makom Mukav Mechitzas and Da'al Aras itself. Da'al Aras itself, it doesn't make a difference no matter what, whether you were Shavus Behem or you ended up there, you Yoytzei Chutz L'Tchum, you have Da'al Aras. When it comes to Makom Mukav Mechitzas, so first of all, there's a Machloekis Tanai. Is the Gemara says, yeah, the Mishnah says, I'm sorry, I'm a mouth from the base, the beginning of the parak, that there's a machloikis in Mishetiu Nochim Aruchra, Ein Leil Daramas, is Hailichul Iracharis, the Snu Bedir Visar, Rigamil Vibos Mazayim Malchus Kula, Rishuvi Kivayim Ein Leil Daramas. So there's a mach, even though everyone agrees that a Mokka Muk of Machitzas has the din of Daramas, however, Rabbi Kiva holds that that's only if you were Shavuos Bay. If you were not Shavuos Bay, if you went out Mechutz L'Tchum, then you do not have that din, the Mokka Muk of Mechitzas is cool like a Dal Ramas. You only actually have the Dal Ramas you ended up in. Now, we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel and like Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, that they hold that a Mokka Muk of Mechitzas has the din of Dal Ramas even if you weren't Shavuos Bay. That even if you weren't Shabbos, but you didn't start off Shabbos there, you just ended up there on Shabbos. You Yetzir Chutz L'Tchum, and you ended up on Shabbos. Teichem Malkum Mukav Mechitzas. Still, Rumuil and Rublaz Mazariah hold that you has been Kedal Ramis, and that's how we paskin. However, there still are Nafkiminas. Nafkimina number one is that according to many Rishonim, this is only for someone who's Yetzir Ba'inus. Someone who was Yaitzei b'mezid, or they were nichnas into this makom b'mezid, they knew they were being over the Issa Tchumen. In those cases, according to many Rishonim, you don't have this kula of kol adir v'chol asar k'dal ramas. And the svar behind that is that this din, that a makom mukav mechitzas is k'dal ramas, L'chatchila, me'ikar adin, is only when you were shaydis v'saychay. Me'ikar adin is only if you began Shabbos there. If you did not begin Shabbos there, we don't say as din dal ramas. But if you did not begin Shabbos there, then me'ikar adin, it does not have a din k'dal ramas. It's only a kula that they were makil for someone who was yaitzim mechutz l'tchum, and he only has dal ramas, that we considered k'dal ramas even though he did not begin Shabbos there. And therefore, in that case, therefore many Rishonim hold that kula we only give to someone who is Yaitzei Ba'inus. So for example, Rashi says the Ikka Yisoid, the Gemara says a case, Amen Bezim Aleph, of a person who they were makif him mechitzas on Shabbos. Goyim came and they built a mechitzah around him on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that he still can only go up Haim, he can't go till the end of the mechitzah. So Rashi asked the Kasha, that why can't you go to the Mechitza? We have a klal that the Mokka Mukav Mechitza has the Dinkedal Ramas. So Rashi says, and this is the Mahav, the most Rishayim, the Machalik is Rishayim, most Rishayim go with, that the Din, that Mokka Mukav Mechitza, is Kedal Ramas, is only by Shavuos B'Saychay, is only if you begin Shabbos there, Me'ikar Adin. And therefore, even though we were Mekel on someone who ended up there on Shabbos, that's only someone who only has Dal Ramas, so we're making for him to give him the whole Malkum Dir Vesar, the whole Malkum Mukav Mechitzas. But if we have no reason to be making for him, because he anyway has Alpayim, so we didn't give it that din.
So what's the Nafim Mukav Mechitzas? What's the Nafim Mukav Mechitzas between someone who's Shovas B'Sochar or not, and that they're by accident? It's the Nafim Mukav Mechitzas by Hukav.
So if someone in the nafkimina din, if you end up there ba'inus, there's no nafkimina. If you end up there ba'inus, it has din k'dal ramas whether or not. But the svar is by when you end up there, if you started Shabbos there, then me'ikar din is k'dal ramas. So you don't need any kula. So no matter what happens, it's k'dal ramas. If you ended up there on Shabbos, it's only a kula. So therefore, most Rishonim hold that you only have that kula if you're actually Yaitzei from your Tchum Ba'inus.
So if it was amazing, then you wouldn't
have that kula, and you'd only have Dal Ramas And you only have Dal Ramas.
You wouldn't have the Tchum you don't have Dal Ramas.
You only have Dal Ramas within the Mechitzas. That's the way. It's Machalik Yishayim, but that's the way the tour of the Mechaber Paskin.
Where did that thing of you said only Beis Hasayim?
That's a Gemara on Tezvav.
No, but I mean, where would that come in?
Oh, that would come in that if
this
you.
This is obviously way bigger than Beis Hasayim. This thing that they surround the Jews.
Yeah, so here would have to be Hukah Fludira. The Rishayim say in this case it would have to be Hukah Fludira. So a Malka that's Hukah Fludira could be even bigger than Beis Hasayim.
This you said we're passing for Yossi on Dal Amos, the person who's outside his home is Dal Amos in all directions.
Right, right.
What about the mission? I think on Memhei, is it the Chachamim? I don't know that the problem is for it. Isn't it the Chachamim?
That's
Memhei.
Yeah, the mission of Memhei. That's the Tanakam. That's the Tanakam's Mishnah of Arba Amos. Right, that's how the Gemara is Mazrit. The Mishnah is Amim Hei.
Right.
So the Tanakam says, Ein Leil Arba Amos, and Yudah says, Lezer Ruach Sheyirtzi Yelech. So the Gemara is Mazrit. The difference between the Tanakam and the Kam and Rabbi Yehudah is that the Tanakam holds you really have Ches. Rabbi Yehudah holds you can only pick in one direction. You have Dal in any direction, but you can only pick in one direction.
Right. You mentioned
Rav Meir.
Right.
I mean, Rav Meir is the sheet who holds Dal Ramas in each direction,
okay.
And Yehuda is the one who holds Dal Ramas in one direction. Now, this din that a Malkum Mukuf Mechitzis has din Kedal Ramas, that when someone who is Shavis Boy is Lechatchila. That's Ikir Din has Din Dal Ramas. So there's two nafkiminas. One nafkimina is when you're counting your tchum, that if you're shavis in a mokum of mechitzas, even if it's not an ear, if you're shavis in a mokum of mechitzas, so we count your tchum from wherever the mechitzas end. We don't count your tchum from beyond your Dal Ramas. There is an nafkimina even for a yaitzei chutz l'tchum. And that's as follows. The Gemara brings down here that by a yaitzei chutz l'tchum, and he ends up in a mokum of Mukav Mechitzis, the Gemara gives three cases. The Gemara says deer, sar, or a svina. And the Gemara brings, the Mishnah gives three cases. The Gemara says that by, brings down that this machleik is how we paskin, but everyone holds that by svina we paskin, that you're mutter to go the entire svina. Even if you got into a svina and you ended up chutz l'tchum, you're mutter to go in the entire svina. The Gemara says that la'loch, what's the pshat that everyone's masking by svina? What's the difference between svina and dir v'sar? The Gemara says this svara. Rabbah says this svara that by svina, since you were shavas ba'avir mechitzis, since you began Shabbos within the svina, so therefore the svina has a din kedal ramis, and even if you were yaitzi chutz from yutchum, but the mechitzis as svina still have a din of dal ramis, even the svina is bigger. And therefore, you have the din of Yaitzei Chutz L'Tchum that has Kol Hadir Kedal Ramas. We pass in that even if we don't pass in like that by Dir Vasar. Now, La'alacha, we pass in like this by Dir Vasar as well. So, La'alacha would seem that there's no nafkimina. However, the Magen Avraham says there is a nafkimina in this halacha, Mishru brings it down, that if a person would go out of his tchum be'isser. He would go out be'mezid in a svina. So now he loses his tchum, and most we paskin, mishrur shulchan aruch paskins, if you go out of your tchum be'mezid, then you don't get dir v'sar. And if you end up in a dir v'sar, you only have dal ramas. Like Avram says, however, if you're in a svina and you start off Shabbos in the Svina, so in that case, you have the Mechitz of the Svina Me'ikradin. It's not a Kula that you have the Mechitz of the Svina. So since in that case, you have the Mechitz of the Svina Me'ikradin, even if you went out of your Tchum Be'isser, that we paskin, if you went out of your Tchum Be'mezid, we don't give you Dir V'sar, you only have Dal Ramas. In this case, having the Dal Ramas, having the Kola Mechitzis Kedal Ramas is not a Kula. In this case, it's Me'ikradin. So therefore, you'd be permitted the whole svina. So if you someone ends up on a boat on Shabbos, b'dach klal we paskin, it's mutter anyway, depending on exactly the hechatimtza, but even in the hechatimtza would be also, it would be mutter, it would still be mutter to go the entire svina. That is the halachas of makom mukaf mechitzas. Now, besides makom mukaf mechitzas has din kedal rames, there's also a din that the ear, even if it's not a makom mukaf mechitzas, has also a din kedal rames. And that's really what a lot of the fifth parak is about, is exactly how we define one ear. If we're talking a makom that's not mukaf mechitzas, so what's going to make it one ear? What defines? Just because on the it has the same mayor and the same town council doesn't really make it one year. So that's the Gemara and the Mishnayos, the Gemara and the fifth parak. Those are sugyas about that, exactly how we define what's considered ear, how close the houses have to be, and so on. But the halach is that one ear has a din of dalar amis, at least b'negeya shoyvis b'seichei. If you began Shabbos there, so that ear has a din of dalar amis, and we'll start measuring your tchum from the city limits. What about?
Did you say the hookup though? Is there nothing in the hookup or not in the ear? And if you go, if you come back and forth, maybe.
Well, yeah. So we'll see in a second. The Mishnah says one of the examples that the Mishnah gives where someone who's yaitzei chutz l'tchum has more than daramis is nasnuhu hilichul ir acheres. If they brought him to a different city. So Rashi on the Mishnah says. That this halach is only if it's mukaf mechitzas. So, Taisus on Zion points out that Avada, when we're talking about the halacha of Shavis v'seicha'ir, that he has the entire city, that's even if it's not mukaf mechitzas. That's Mufurish Gemara's. Then we find the Gemara says Ibur, the Gemara Lam, Taisus brings up from the Gemara Lam, Beis and Beis, that Ibur Shal'ir has a din kedal ramas, even the part outside the city that's connected to the city has a din of dal ramas with the whole city, even though it's not within the mechitzas. So that's clear. Someone who began Shabbos in the ear is his malkum, and we start measuring his alpayim amma from the edge of the ear, that is definitely not a malkum. That's definitely, even if it's not mukav mechitzas. However, Rashi says, for this halacha, that when you were put inside an ear, when you yaitse chutz l'tchum, when you put inside an ear that we consider kol ear kedal ramis, Rashi says that that's only where it's mukav mechitzas. For that kula of getting kol ear kedal ramis, that you have only if it's mukav mechitzas. The Ramban argues, and the Bialacha says, there's a lot of Rishayim who argue, and he says that B'Shas HaTchak, you can rely on this Shita, on the Shita of Ramban, that you have Kol Ir Kedal Rams, even for Yaitzei Chutz L'tchum, even if you are not, if you're not Shavis P'Seich HaMechitzes. That's generally the Din of Ir. This has a Nafkamin Al-Alacha. Let's say someone has to accompany someone to a hospital on Shabbos, that's chutz l'tchum, to go to, say, to Hackensack or to the city. So we know that there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that that the people who are yaitzei, lahatzel, and so on and so forth, so they have a new tchum wherever they get to. And in fact, we paskin that they can even if the new tchum, they have a new tchum where they ended up, and they can even come back to the original tchum. That's why someone from Hatzalah who drives someone to the hospital is allowed to come back on Shabbos. However, the reason for this that's given is because we're afraid they're afraid if we don't permit them to come back, so after spending 2-3 Shabbos in the hospital, you're going to find yourself very short-staffed.
Therefore,
a Tzal member is allowed to come back to his original.
He had a heter to
what?
It's what you explained further. If we didn't have a svara of the to allow the Tzal member to go because he wouldn't do the chachila because he couldn't come back.
So meikar adin, he would be yaitzei chutz l'tchum, who would only have dal ramis. There was one level of kula that they said he had a tchum.
What can you say he's honest though?
So he would be like an einus. So he would have kol adir v'chol asar, He would have kol mokum.
Therefore, when he comes back, he would be.
But he wouldn't be allowed to come back. He would be wherever he is. He'd be stuck there. He wouldn't be allowed to come back. So shleitei machshil also love. They said you're allowed to come. You're allowed to go back. Kol yoytz lahatzul chayzlam kaimim. Mishnah says. Many places can say that if you're in a situation where there's no svara of shleitei machshil also love, for example, if you're accompanying you're a close family member to the hospital, where you would go even with the knowledge that you'd get stuck there, right? You're going with your wife to the hospital, you would go with her even if you're gonna end up being stuck in the hospital for Shabbos. So many places can say you don't have the svara. And therefore you're stuck in the makom that you end up, which is depending on this machlekes, either it's the Dal Ramis or the makom of Mechitzas, you'd be permitted in the whole hospital, but according to many places you wouldn't be allowed to go outside of the hospital on Shabbos. That would depend on this machlokes. Shas Hatzchak, right. So it depends how important it is for you to get out of the hospital on Shabbos. But that's not Lalocha Maizah, but just lawyer, that this sometimes comes Negeya Lalocha. There is two other cases where it's Negeya, these halachas of ear and dir v'sar ear, as well as a makom kavachitzis, that if you shave his besaychin, if you began Shabbos within them, that they have a din kedal rams. One of them, this is not mentioned in the Gemara, but these are mentioned in the Rishonim. One of them is that we have the case of. We have in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, of Mishi Tzu Nachem Ruach Ra, so the Gemara says that Hichziru Kilo Yatza, if you were put back in your, someone who went out, Chutz Tchum Ba'inis, and they were put back in Ba'inis, then he gets back his original Tchum. However, the Gemara says, it's only if both the Yitzia and the Chazara were Ba'inis. However, if the Yitzia or the Chazara were Bedas, then you lost your original Tchum, and you do not get back your original tchum. However, the Rosh brings down from the Rambam Rottenberg and the Tur Pasuk is like this, that you have, even though you don't get back your original tchum, however, since you were shavis in the ear, and you were, at the beginning of Shabbos was chal for you, that this din is kedal ramis, therefore, you have the entire ear has the din kedal ramis. So if you went out Ba'inis and came back b'mezid or vice versa. You did both b'mezid, so even though you lost your tchum, the din of kol hi'ir kedal amis that you have. And in this case, it's not a kula, because this case you have it because you were shayvis b'seichai. You began Shabbos there. So in this case, you have an ikra din, so even though you're beratzin, the Maram says that you have kol hi'ir kedal amis. It's not clear if this halacha applies even if it's not Mukav Mechitzis. In the parentheses in the Ramah, it's not clear if it's the Ramah himself. It says that you only have this if it's actually Mukav Mechitzis. However, the Beis Meir argues, which Rubin brings down, the Beis Meir argues, and the Beis Meir says that since the svar behind it is that since you were Shavis B'Saychai, so it has a, you began Shabbos there, it has a din ir kedal ramas m'ikra din, and therefore, we don't need any kulas to make it ir kedal ramis. So therefore, you can have that even if you did the yitzir or the chazar b'oinis b'rab b'meizid. Therefore, Beis Meir says there's no svar to mechalik, and therefore you should get the din of kol ha'ir kedal ramis, whether or not it's mukav mechitzis. That's one kula. The other kula that we have of kol ha'ir kedal ramis, and this is something that's also could be very negel ma'isa, is let's say you live in a big city, and you have kol ha'ir, and you have paim am chutzle. So let's say you want to go chutzle paim. So you make it very simple. You make an eruv tchumen. Well, as soon as you make an eruv tchumen, so now your eruv is from where your makom shvis is now from where your eruv is, and now you have a paim am l'chol ruach from where your eruv is. Now the problem's like this. Let's say you live in a city that's 2,000 amos across. And you want to go, you live on the western end of the city, and you want to go 3,000 amos out the eastern end of the city. So you put your Eruv 1,000 Amos out of the eastern of the city. So now what happens? Now you were Kaina Shvisa 1,000 Amos outside the city. So now your Tchum in towards the city extends 2,000 Amos. So it's 1,000 Amos of the area between the city and Tchum, and 1,000 Amos into the city. So now you're going to end up that your Eruv, you are now being outside your Tchum, because your Tchum now starts 1,000 Amos outside the city. So therefore your Tchum only extends halfway into the city, and you live on the other end of the city. You're not going to be able to use that Eruv. So there's a machlokes rishonim what the halacha is in this case. The Rambam says in the Chanami, you can't use an eruv in such a case. You actually have to spend, make sure that you're spending Shabbos in the part of the city that's within your tchum. However, there's a Rashi on Daf. From Gilman Beis. Rashi says that since you were alone in the city, you have Lamed Chesson base. Rashi says, "Kiven the lon bo kidal ramas damule." Since you were alone in the city, you have the whole city's kidal ramas. Even though that's not your makom shvisa, your makom shvisa is where your eruv is. You put your eruv 1,000 amas outside the city. Your makom shvisa is where your eruv is, but still, since you were lon in the city, the city is kedal ramis, and therefore it has a din of dal ramis. And therefore, even though you are in the other end of the city, you're more than 2,000 amos away from your eruv, you don't have to be concerned. It's you're still considered within the tchum of your eruv. However, this is more than Rashi used the lashon lonba. And the places can say that this is more than Shavis. To be Shavis, to be kind of that the entire city should be Dal Ramas, when you're Shavis in the city, when you're Makim Shvis in the city, as long as you're there at the beginning of Shabbos, that's enough. As long as you're Shavis by, that's enough. So as long as Ben Ashmashis, you're in the city, then you're kind of Shvis in the city and Kol Yerz Kedal Ramas, because you're always kind of Shvis at the beginning of Shabbos. This halacha, however, is a different halacha. Be'etzem, you are not being shavis in the city. You're being shavis wherever your eruv is. That's where you're being kainish visa. There's a special kula if you're lon in the city. It's kedal ramis. And many peskim say you actually have to be lon in the city. You actually have to spend the night in the city, or else it doesn't help. So this will only work if you're planning on going out the next morning. Then this kula would apply. There are more peskims that you can rely on this kula. So that's these three mekaymus of Dal Ramis and Mukmakumuk of Mechitzis and Ir, these are all alts mekaymish adam. The site of all these mekaymus is really Dal Ramis. The reason why you sometimes have a Mukmakumuk of Mechitzis or you can have a Kol Ir, even if it's not Mukmakumuk of Mechitzis, is all because we dan those mekaymus kidal Ramis. They're like one Mukmakum. Once you're finished with the Dal Ramis, then you have Tchum. So that's the din of Ikke din of Tchum Shabbos, which is Alpayim Am L'chol Ruach, beyond whatever your Mokum is, whether it's your own Dal Ramis or whether it's your Mokum Mukav Mechitzis or your ear, beyond that you have Alpayim Am. And the Gemara Nun Aleph brings a pasuk for it. The Gemara says that the pasuk says, Shvuish Tachtov Eilu Arba Amis, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Shvuish Tachtov Eilu Arba Amis, Al Yetz Ishmun Koimoy Eilu Alpayim Amo. So, really the Gemara says that this pasuk is in the Smachta Ba'alma, the Ikadin of Al Yetz Ishmun Koimoy is coming for the Israel Tzah, this of carrying, it's talking about going out of your Mokum, going out of your Shiach into Shram, carrying something. However, the Gemara Darshins from Al Yetz Ishmun Koimoy, that the Din of Alpayim, the Gemara makes Gzeir Shava, that Ari Levi'im, that the Malkum is Alpayim, and that's the Shir of Alpayim Amma. Again, like it's a Machlokes Tanoim. There is a Shita, the Gemara brings down in the end of the third parak, and it's mentioned in the Mishnah and Saita as well, and the Gemara in the first parak as well, there is a Shita that Tchuman is the Raisa, the Tchum Alpayim is the Raisa, that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. But most Rishonim say we don't pass like that, and and that the Tchum Alpayim is only Drabonon. This is an interesting thing. The Gemara says here that the Makar for the Din of Alpayim is Al Yetz Ishmi Koimai. And that's the Gemara that says on Daf Yidzayin as well. The Gemara says, the Shaila, if you get Malkus for Tchumen, because we learn from Al Yetz is from Koimah. Why does it say you get Malkus for Tchumen? So most Rishonim learned that this Gemara is going, many Rishonim learned this Gemara is going like the Shita that holds Tchumen is the Raisa. This Gemara is going Shita Svikiva that holds Tchumen is the Raisa. And Gemara says you learn it from Al Yetz is from Koimah. The Mishnah in Saita actually brings a different pasuk. The Mishnah in Saita, which is the Makar that Rikiva holds Tchumen the Raisa, brings that he has in the pasuk when it says "Umadoisem yichutz liir alpayim amo." By Ari Leviim, it says an extra time, and Rabbi Kiva dashens from there tchumen deraisa. So Tais over there already raises the shaila. He says it seems to be there's two different makaris. Which one is it? Tais is pleib shver. Some acharim taka want to say that there's two shitas in the Tanayim. What the makar is for the shir alpayim amo for the din of tchumen deraisa. If it's learned from the pasuk of Madaisim Chutzlir, or if it's learned from the pasuk Al Yetzi Ishm Kaimai, the Vichesgal as a whole beautiful stickly wants to make an afkimidas lalacha between the two shitas.
Where does the shita come in? Isn't 12,000
Yeah. So that comes in. So there is another. That's the other shir that's mentioned is Yud Beis Mil. Now Yud Beis Mil, as in reference to Tchumen, is not mentioned in the Bavli anywhere. Not Beferish, at least. The Makar is a Yerushalmi. This is actually the riff in the end of the first parak on this Gemara. When the Gemara says, you're loikin al Tchumen deraisa, so the riff brings down this Yerushalmi. And it's a machlokes is how to learn the riff, but many Rishonim learn the Shitas Riff, and that's how the Rambam learns, that this Bavli, even though it doesn't say Beferish, Yud Beis Mil, is referring to that Yerushalmi, and therefore holds that Yud Beis Mil is that the Bavli is also masking to Yerushalmi that Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa. That's how the Ram Taka passes. The Ram passes that someone who goes Chutzli Yud Beis Mil is gets Malkus for the lav of Ayetz Yishrim Kaimai. The Bavli never mentions Beferish this halacha, and therefore many Rishonim hold that the Bavli argues, and the Bavli holds that Tchumen is always Drabonon, it's never Deraisa. That's the Shitas Ramban. The Ramban himself actually learns in that the Yerushalmi also is Chayz L'Besayif, and the Yerushalmi also doesn't hold of it. But most Yerushalmi learn that is the Shitas Yerushalmi. However, in the Bavli itself, it's not mentioned Beferish. Chlorish Makar is this Gemara. The big problem with this is there are many times the Gemara mentions Tchumen being deraisa, and the Gemara always mentions Shitas Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah and Saita. The Gemara never mentions the Musig of Yud Beis Mil. And you have one example you have is you have the Gemara at the end of the third parak, where the Gemara is Mechalik between Tuma and Tchumen. So the Gemara says we're more machmer on Tuma than on Tchumen in the case of Sveikis. And the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hei, the Gemara is mechalik between Tuma and Sveikis, between Tuma and Tchumen. So the Gemara says that Tuma, even in a case where it's only a Tuma derabonon, since it has an ikir minat Torah, therefore, we're machmir on its suffix. However, Tchumen is derabonon, and therefore we're not machmir on its suffix. So some Rishonim bring a raya from here that the Bavli clearly argues on the Yerushalmi, because according to the Yerushalmi, there is a ikar tchumen deraisa, Yud Beis Mil, as opposed to Tuma, which has ikar deraisa. The Tvo here is madch deraya. The Tvo says because. There, he makes the following nafkamin. He says that in Tuma, if we're going to be makel in cases of a Safik Derabanan, then people will get confused, and when the same Safik comes out about a Deraisa, they'll be makel as well. He says, so therefore that's why we had to be, we couldn't be mechalik between Tuma and Derabanan and Deraisa, because the Svar of Ikar Deraisa is not just the Svar because it has an Ikar Deraisa. We're more machmer. The Svar that has Ikar Deraisa is something that has an Ikar Deraisa. We have to be more machmer on the Derabanan cases, because people won't know to be mechalik which cases are Derabanan, which cases are Deraisa. However, the Tvah says with Tchumim, once the Rabbanan answered Alpayim, the Rabbanan said you can't go beyond Alpayim, we're never concerned that you're going to get to Yud Beis Mil. You'll never get there. The farthest you can get is Alpayim. With an Erev you can get to to 4,000. That's the farthest you can get. So we'll never concern that you'll get to Yud Beis Mil. Therefore, it was not necessary to make Gzeirah Otu the Dereis, even though it has an Ikka Dereis.
In the Gemara Mamed Hey, right, we said Rav Meir says Tchumim is Dereisa.
And that's how you Alpayim.
And that's Alpayim.
Right. No, there definitely is a Shita that the Bavli has Alpayim is Dereisa. The question is, Yishalmi says everyone agrees that Yud Beis Mil is Dereisa. Everyone agrees that Yud Beis Mil is Dereisa. The question is, does the Bavli agree with that as well? Besides that, there's a whole Shiloh and Achreinim, the Chsam Seif and the Mudear and the Derecheskos speak about the Barichas, is what the gather of the Isser Tchumen is. Is it Mishum? Is it a Malacha of Aitzah? Is it another category of Malacha? And Zichir not, even if it's Daraisa, it's Zichir, there's no cars for it, there's no Mrs. Bezdin for it. Is it like a Malacha Grui even less? Or is it Stama Isser Mishum Kav Voinig, that we don't want you traveling on Shabbos? What the gather of the Isser is. But Yud Beis Lamaisa, whether or not Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa is Kemat not Negeya, because we have Alpayim. Is the only case for Snegeya is that there's a shaila if yesh tchumen lemaila me'asar or not. So if you'd want to go mechutz tchum on a boat that's going more than 10 tefachim above the seafloor, or you have a makam that's pachs midal tefachim, and you want that's lemaila me'asar and pachs midal tefachim, so you want to walk out on a fence out of your tchum. Or if you, Rishon gave another example of being kaifis b'shem, if you want to do that, and you want to go l'mayla me'asara, so there's a shayla in the Gemara says, shayla b'yesh tchum l'mayla me'asara, and it's not hukhra l'maysa, but the most Rishon say, since we go l'kula, since tchum is the rabbanon, we can go l'kula, and you can go chutz le tchum if you're going l'mayla me'asara. Of course, when you land, you have a problem because then you're going to have Dal Ramas. Because even though you didn't go out Be'isser, you still end up Chutz L'Tchum and you'll have Dal Ramas, but the Isser of going Chutz L'Tchum, you're not going to be over the Isser of going Chutz L'Tchum. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, according to the Shitas who hold Yud Beis Mil Teraisa, so if you're going Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, you should be Machner. And the Shabir is Medaik from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says that since you're going Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, like that Shita, you should be Machner. It's Mashma that the Shulchan Aruch is Mitzadid like that Shita, which is the Shita Sarambam. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to be Mitzadid Lahakil, that even on the Shita of, even on the Tzad of Yud Beis Mil, you can be Mekel, you can be Semech on the Shitas, that there is no Yud Beis Mil Midaraisa, so that the Bavli argues in the Yishalmi that we would pass like the Bavli, and that there's no need to be Machner.
I mean, again, for like, let's say a person flying. Just ended up on an airplane, for Shabbos.
Right. That would be enough to mean as well. I mean,
that's constant.
The question now would be whether there's above 10 Tvachim that's considered, if you're flying above 10 Tvachim, is that considered a Machner?
Well, the question is, if you're going above 10 tefachim, so then if ain tchum l'mayla me'asara, then you're not going chutz l'tchum.
That's a question. It's a question that Shlomo and I had, actually. What's the problem with flying an airplane, except when you come down the airport? The problem is only the last second you come down the airport, right? If you're outside tchum at that point, you're in the middle of the air. If you're in the middle, you know, in Shabbat,
right? If eight tchum l'mayil masar, so you're okay when you're in the air.
The problem is only when you come down, basically, at that point, what happens?
Right.
Again, if there's constant motion.
Right. So you're not when you at, well, as long as you're moving, you don't act. You're not. Your makom, it depends on wherever you are when you land, when you stop moving. Right, that's the lacha b'sfina that we say. The sfina, since it's moving, so
you're not dalamas every time, whatever.
Right, so if you get new dalamas every time, you don't get dalamas till you stop.
So I don't mean to rest, but lemaisa, what happened? The person's on an LO flight coming into the United States, and you know it's Friday afternoon, and
you get
Shabbos. What's lemaisa? What happens?
So. Halacha Maisa.
What? And you can walk from New York Airport to Pesach because let's assume that would be, you know.
The case was, the question like this: the halacha is that when that was the Maisa Muil that they were coming from Lamaila Me'asara. They're coming on the Sfina, which the Sfina is Lamaila Me'asara because we measured from the seafloor. Right. So the halacha was. If they had das, it's machlokes to show you exactly what the case is, but if you had das to be kind of shvisa, if when Shabbos began, you were above alpayim, you were above 10 tefachim, and you had das to be kind of shvisa wherever you land, so you'll actually get you'll actually not only have the dal ramas where you land, you'll actually be kind of shvisa where you land, and you'll have kol ear and alpayim chutzla. So
you have to be able to get there before Shabbos starts.
You don't have to be able to get, if you're lemaila me'asara, even if you're only going to be there once Shabbos begins, as long as you had das, it's enough. Some rishonim you need to have das. If you were lemaila me'asara before Shabbos began, so you're kind of shvisa wherever you land, and you're kind of real shvisa with alpayim. Some rishonim learn no, you have to be kind of shvisa ben hashmashes. But since you're lemaila me'asara and you're able to get there on Shabbos beheter, you could be kohen shvisa there. Just like if someone's outside the city, but they're within alpayim, they're allowed to be kohen shvisa within the city. They don't have to be kohen shvisa where they're standing, as long as they can get into the city beheter.
Don't they have to be able to actually get there before Shabbos?
You don't have to get there before Shabbos, as long as you can get.
Be able.
That's if you want to be kohen shvisa. That's talking about.
No.
That's talking about where you want to be ma'ariv baraglav. Here we're talking about someone who's chutz le'ir, but it's toich tchuma ear. He can be kind of shvisa in the ear, even if he's not yachal lords le'giyasham. That's the Mishnah on. Right, he's saying the Gemara, but that's the Mishnah. That mish yashiv b'derech. Someone who was sitting outside the city, and then Shabbos morning he realized that he's within the tomb of the city. So it's a machloek is from Meir of Yehuda, and we pass him Yehuda. Even if you didn't realize you're within the city, you're kind of shvis in the city. But certainly, if you realize you're in the city, you could be kind of shvis in the city. But that's this Gemara of that's how the Gemara explains the mission here that pamachli nichnasu. They came into the port. It was already Shabbos. And Ramuel said, we were within the Tchum on Shabbos, and therefore we were able to be kind of Shvisa from the city. And the Gemara says that if you hold the Ein Tchum and Lamaila Me'asara, even if had they been out of the port on Shabbos, they would have been able to be kind of Shvisa in the city. And the Rishonim explain one of two ways. Either they're kind of shvisa when they get lamata me'asara, or they say since they're able to get within the city beheter on Shabbos, even though they're not there when Shabbos begins, they're able to be kind of shvisa in the city. So if you're coming out on a plane, you get stuck on the plane, the plane's coming out on Shabbos, so you have to make sure that you could actually be kind of, you know, the airport, I don't know exactly what, maybe it's Mukav Mechitzis, I don't know what Din of the airport has exactly, but assuming that the airport is part of the ear, because there's a lot of big open spaces around the airport. That's you learn about more in the fifth parak. But if the airport's out of the ear, if assume the airport's part of the ear, If you're Lamaila Me'asara and you're going to get there Beheter on Shabbos, you'll be able to be Koine Shvisa in the city, and then you'd be able to have the Tchum of that city.
We assume that the gates. See, the problem again. The problem is when you land, you're way out. You're more 2,000 out because of the runway. If you're still moving, I guess it's not a problem. Only coming to the gate, as long as the gate is next to the city, and the city is considered near, or whatever.
As long as the airport is with it, yeah. I mean, first of all, when you're within 10 tefachim of the ground, when you're within 10 tefachim of the ground, I'm assuming the airport that's... I mean, you're always over 10 tefachim. I'm assuming that the plane that's sitting on the ground, we look at it as ka'ar samichta. So look at it as part of the ground. But if you're within... When you're within 10 tefachim of the ground, I assume you're within the... you're within the airport boundaries. So if the airport's part of the ear, then you'd be okay.